Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 276. How are we all doing? Apparently, what a day for Jonathan. This one's going to be good. Sign off call with a customer. Ah, they're always the good ones, aren't they? Don't let the door hit your backside on the way out. But before we start, sign-off call before you start work in January. They'd apparently read the spec and were happy. This call was just a formality. Oh, Jonathan, I think I've got a nasty feeling I know how this proceeds. Good evening, Simon. Basically, they hadn't read the spec and they've got concerns. Is it still illegal to shoot clients?
Yeah.
There's something wrong with these people. Does this mean you won't be getting a Christmas holiday? That reminds me of the holiday. That was another laughable holiday, wasn't it? I'd started working for this company in... Gosh, when did I start? Oh, it was the autumn, wasn't it? Basically, I hadn't accrued enough holidays. I didn't even know what that meant. To have Christmas off. And he was Jewish, so he didn't believe in Christmas anyway. So, we can all come in and work. And I'm like, no. That's not going to work. He had concerns. So I feel your pain. So Jonathan says he's told them it's a bit late for concerns, given everyone's finished and they won't have answers to their concerns until January. I'm liking that attitude. Totally not a joke. They aren't worth you cancelling your holiday over their stupidity. But it depends, doesn't it? You know, like when your boss thinks it is. Yeah, that was the situation I was in. Can we just rebuild this system that I've bought in error? So he bought this case management system, bearing in mind this is 1994, and he had concerns that it wasn't going to work. And as I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, yeah, that's because it's a criminal system. It's got stuff in about the summons's number and... which court it's in, and an alternative address for when your client was convicted and all the prisons were listed. And I'm like, yeah, but we do personal injury claims, so I don't really need the address for strange ways, do I? Whole thing needed redoing. No, Jonathan's still finishing on Friday because he's got a very important job to do. And he's then becoming the roving MacBytes kettle reporter. Which we're very much looking forward to. Hello, Paul! How is it down under? We've had Boris, Simon's going to like this, doing a Vicky Pollard. No, but yeah, but no, but no, but yeah. Mm. So what are the rules now, Simon? Can you clarify them for me, please? You can meet up in your bubbles for 5 days, but don't. there was one of the journos, they actually asked an intelligent question. Well, yeah, I know, quite through me as well. But their question was... wouldn't it show great leadership if you cancelled Christmas? I'm thinking, Boris is not going to say yes to that one. But the bit that got me was Boris's hairdo. He was in the House of Commons before he started. And I thought, does that man own a comb? And then by the time he got to the press conference, I'm like, has he been in a wind tunnel? you can't listen to what he's saying for thinking, how does his hair stand on end like that? It's distracting, Boris. Maybe Boris needs a number one. You rant away, Jonathan. You're with friends here. We totally understand. Was this the same client that wanted his SSL local? That thing. Simon runs by his own rules. Ah, totally get that, Simon. Hello, Anthony. Do you know, Jonathan, that is absolutely spot on. Jonathan finds it amusing. We're spending money as taxpayers for advertising to advise people not to follow the guidance the government has put out. And to make that more ludicrous, Jonathan, didn't we pay for the guidance that the government has put out to be put out? And they wonder why we've got debt problems. Hmm. I don't know what... we are now in such a mess with this. I really don't know. He obviously... because of how people behaved at the very, very beginning of all this debacle, he obviously felt it would be wise to have the exit strategy in place first. And I totally get that. But again, not because that's like a necessity, just because people are stupid and can't wait to see where we're at. So people are demanding to know what's going to happen in 4 weeks at the end of the 4-week lockdown. When? How do we know? It depends how it goes. But people were demanding it. So hence he came up with a plan for Christmas that the day he said it, I thought, lock the man up, he's card-carrying certifiable. Which proved to be totally true. He's card-carrying certifiable. He's now had to put out... What is the status of this? We've said you can do that and we won't tell you that you can't, but please don't. I would say, how did he get voted in? But you know what? I thought that the week it happened. Never mind now. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Hello, Renee. How are you doing? You can't even write your last name. Don't worry about it. Don't give it a second thought. We know who you are. You are most welcome. So that was the major news in the UK today. I do love the fact that on the BBC, they've put a video together trying to explain what the Christmas COVID rules are. I really must watch that because I haven't got a clue either. I thought that Boris looked the most... I mean, he's still a bumbling idiot at times, but he actually did look a bit concerned today, whereas normally he bumbles his way through it. He did start mumbling and bumbling in the questions at the end, but he did actually look concerned. And Chris Whitty just looked as white as a sheet, as though they know what's coming, and he doesn't want to stand there today and make it sound innocuous because what's coming's not good, which I agree with him. It's going to be a complete carve up. I think at a minimum, we're going to lose January and February to lockdown to pay for 5 days over Christmas, when that's not fair to Mike and I, because we're not going anywhere over Christmas. So if everyone else could just not go anywhere over Christmas, we'll all be through this together faster. But some people need to go somewhere for Christmas. Oh, and guess what was rolled out today as well? That people need to meet up for their mental health. I thought, what about those of us who haven't got anybody to meet? And now our mental health will suffer for another 2 months because you lot did go out and meet up with people. But I'm just ranting on my behalf there. There you go. Jonathan says he's far too concerned about what people think. We don't need him to be popular. We need him to do the right thing. Exactly. And I thought, apart from the fact that he's a bumbling fool, I'm thinking about that picture just before the Olympics, where he was stuck on the wire thing. He really does need to do the right thing. And it doesn't matter what he does, he's not going to be popular. So you know what? You might as well do the right thing. I guess he feels... I mean, can you imagine the papers? If it would be the Grinch that stole Christmas. If Boris said, right, you know, I said you could have Christmas. You can't. But I don't understand why Diwali wasn't treated as anything special, why Hanukkah isn't being treated as anything special, and yet Christmas is. Because I'm Christian, and I don't think it should be any different. Absolutely not. And this business of, so you can meet up with your family and stuff. If you do, they might not be there at Easter. They could be dead by then. But nobody's taking any notice of that either. I give up. I totally give up. People's mental health has been affected far more with the constant battle of lockdown, not lockdown. People could get used to the new normal if we stuck to it. Totally agree. I do totally agree. And I can't... There are people who are... I mean, we know a lady around the corner. She's... must be mid-80s at the least. And she can't go out and people can't go to see her. So we're stood on the other side of the window, posting the newsletter through the door or through an open window and trying to have a conversation, because she's literally stood in the window most of the day. And if somebody goes past that she knows, she can get to say hello to them through a window because she's not seen anybody in all that time. So I appreciate there are people who have families and they would like to see their families and whatever. But if you do, and one or other of you infects one or other of you, then you won't get to see them next year. So can't you wait? That's what Zoom's for. It's better that this happened now than it happened before anybody had a mobile phone and access. Don't we know it? Given Mike's mother's phone acting up. It's cutting out on phone calls. Oh, wow, Renee. Self-quarantine from the 24th of February. That beats me, and I do believe that beats Kim as well. For me, it was the 16th of March. Although, to be honest, I didn't go out after the 6th of March. But February the 24th, we were coming back from a holiday. We'd had a weekend away with our mates. And I think that was the day we came back. If that was a Monday, it was the day we came back. Let me have a look. Let me check a calendar. Funnily enough, I know exactly what I was doing in February. Yes, Monday the 24th. That was the day we came back from a weekend away. And that was when it really started getting to the point that, oh, this is something serious. This isn't just going to go away. Because they'd done a lot of scare tactics about SARS a good few years ago. And then it never really created that much havoc in the UK. So I think at this point, at that point in February, it was, oh, it'll be like the SARS thing. It won't bother us. And then as we went into March, clearly it was, and it was having a bigger impact. Oh, Pete, Jonathan has had a farce of a day. You've missed that. Clients. Let's just say clients. Or in your case, patients. Same thing. Annoying. You could do the job of Farsight easy without them. So that's where Jonathan's at. And Anthony's only been out for hospital appointments since March. Paul's parents asked about having a Zoom meeting for Christmas. Exactly, why not? At least, if it's the, you can see them, and I know it would be better to hug them. But you know, I don't know about you. When I was a kid, I would much rather. I had this uncle, a little bit like Fingers Kenny. Could definitely do without him giving me the obligatory Christmas kiss. So if I'd have been told age sort of 14, do you know what? We could do it via Zoom. That suit me nicely. Let's do it via Zoom. At least you can see people. You've got mobile phones. You've got FaceTime. You've got Skype. It could be a whole lot worse. Didn't have that in the war. My dad got evacuated and my mum spent every night in the cellar in case, because they were trying to bomb Trafford Park, which was literally half a mile from where she lived. It's not that bad. We are sleeping in a comfy bed. We have heat. We have warmth. We have food. This is not the war. This is not the Blitz. But the mental health brigade are turning it into it. It seems to be a bit trendy, this mental health issue at the moment. I think there are people who have serious mental health problems. But not being able to go to the Hacienda on a Friday night is not one of them. That's not a serious mental health issue. That's just you being downright selfish. So get over yourself. But nobody really seems to be saying that. It's like snowflake territory, isn't it? The snowflakes are out and about en masse. So that's where we're at, Pete. The 24th of February. That is a long, long time. That's what we've done, though. I mean, we are, I guess it is self-quarantining. You know, we've made a decision we're not going anywhere. That there is nothing out there we are that bothered about. But then we are in a privileged position of where we live, which is a major city, we can pretty much get anything we want delivered, sometimes within an hour. So the example I've given, and this isn't like lately, this must be about 18 months ago, but my Kindle broke. And I'm in the middle of like this book's on my Kindle, I'm in the middle of using it. I might as well just order another one. So I went to, instead of going to Amazon to order this Kindle, I used the app on my phone, which is called Prime. And there is a depot. It's literally 20 minutes up the road. They had the Kindle here within 50 minutes. So what's to worry about? I'm in a very, very, very blessed position. CQ, Deb, CQ. We're going to have Christmas at Easter when we've had our jabs. I don't think I'm going to be able to have that jab, given what I'm allergic to, but maybe one of the other ones, or maybe they'll have ironed out that by then. There's a question, Pete. If they've released this vaccine, which they have, the Pfizer one in particular, and it's out there and there's millions of doses, there'll be feedback going back to them about people who have had odd reactions to it and whatever. Do they tweak the thing, or do they have to have like a totally new vaccine that goes through all of the rigmarole again? Because at that rate, I could be getting it in about 2030. But we'll see. I would love to know that. Mental health is becoming trendy, yes. It does, it mitigates it for those who really do have problems. You know, really do suffer from, like, postpartum depression, which can be so, so serious. And yet it's written off as baby blues. That's a chemical reaction. That's nothing that you can help. That's not, well, you know, have a Mars bar and you'll feel better. But the fact that you can't go out or you can't go on holiday or whatever, I just don't find that. You're never going to convince me that that's a major issue. It's just a major issue in your mind. Oh, look at that lot.
You know when a dog drops a toy perilously close to where she's just whittled? And Daddy has to pick it up and sniff it and touch it. It's all right, she hadn't.
Do you remember Maya? Maya, or as I called him, Dead-Eyed Dick with that. Dad had come in and he'd upset Maya for some reason. You know, like not letting him have... Well, for a start, Maya was sat in Dad's seat. It was Maya's seat. I don't know what Dad had done. But Maya marches out to the garden and he looks him straight in the eye, walks behind his car and cocks his leg up. Which, you know, fair enough. The Dead-Eyed Dick part of it was straight up the exhaust pipe.
Look at that face. Whatever happened to that quiet little dog that turned up a year or so ago?
So timid and didn't get any treats or anything.
No.
And now look at you.
And we thought you weren't a real Sammy because you didn't bark.
You went to bark and say hello. There was a chunner, but not a proper one. Right, I've got 3 packets of Dentistry.
And 2 packets of Jumbones.
And 2 packets of Jumbones. And the rest are in there, I think. So what are we having tonight? Having
She's
a ponder.
She's already had one of these earlier, haven't
we? Yes, but one schmacko is tiny, isn't it? One schmacko, absolutely tiny. Good night, Jonathan. He's been charged with the murder of a client. Yeah, but so worth it, Jonathan. Right, let's give that to Daddy. Right, Daddy's got a schmacko stick, and now Mummy's got a schmacko stick. Whittled, that's a new word. Yes, whittle. Straight up the exhaust pipe. I just stood and howled. Dad's face. So we can always clean it out, can't you? Maya was just smiling broadly from ear to ear, wasn't he, Lola? Yeah, Sammy's smile, you see. Big smiley face. And he was much happier when he went back inside. So when I told my mother, she just couldn't stop laughing. She said if she could do that, she would. Oh, love it, love it, love it. Hello, Tracy. Right, the vaccine question. Right. They're going to get feedback from people about the efficacy of this vaccine and any contraindications, etc. Can they tweak the vaccine they've got, or do they have to basically start again with a version 2 and go through all of the legal ramifications, etc.? Look at these. These are...
I'm just going back through the chat.
Chicken and lamb.
And I'm reading Pete's thing about just sticking in a couple of things into the basket as markers. I did that for this coming Sunday, just with a bottle of water. And yesterday I got a text from Asda that basically said, your basket's a bit light, don't forget to fill it up. I'll try and find the text.
The cheeky mess. Honestly.
Oh, no, it was Tesco. It was Tesco for Saturday. Christmas is fast approaching, but it looks like you only have a few items in your basket for your order on 19th of December. If you still need your slot, please continue building your festive basket and save your changes. Want to cancel? No problem. You can do this easily. It'll free up the slot for somebody else. I worked hard for those slots.
He did as
yeah.
well. He did. Well, put more in. Like it says, you can always take it out.
I will do.
Stick some alcohol in.
Well, I've got the weekly shop to put in there anyway.
I know that and you know that, but you also know
Tesco
what
don't
like.
Know that.
No, and you're likely to lose the slot because they're paranoid. God. What a humanity.
The slot's reserved and I shall be having words. Never mind being charged with murder of a client.
Hello, Tracy. Has anybody said hello to Tracy? Yeah, Paul said hello to Tracy.
You said hello to Tracy.
I did say hello to Tracy.
Hello, maybe Tracy.
Well, we talked about odd items appearing and disappearing in the chat, didn't we?
Whittled.
Yes, whittled. We like whittled. Ah, that's finally working. Everything's up to date. I had a cog whizzing round telling me it was updating, which is all very well. But I needed it to be up to date. Anyway, it's up to date now. Right. Shall we have a red dentist stick? Jonathan's not here to approve these, you know. Come on. Red dentist stick. Paul, high five. Give me five. Come on. Good girl. I might be back for another one of those. Did I take to having two? Because I feel like it. Depends what they change. We'll probably have to start over if you change the genetic vector. Vaccines for COVID currently have several different targets, so if one is ineffective, another one will. Because I'm thinking if people are allergic and they can deal with that, then they'd need to change the vaccine, surely. Either take something out, put something in, or change the quantities, you know, like baking cupcakes. But that's going to take longer. So I've no idea when I'll be out of quarantine. But I actually said to you today, didn't I? I'm so used to this now. I seriously have no great desire to leave the premises at the moment. I'm really not feeling that I'm giving up that much. I'm not saying never again. Like, it'd be good. Because this week we were supposed to go into ABBA, weren't we, twice?
Yeah.
So we've not got our ABBA fix this year. We usually do two Christmas ABBA concerts.
I wonder if there's any online.
But, you know, they've got to be doing something. Yeah. So there could be. If they put it online, I'd pay them and sit and watch. So they need to put more online, I would have thought. I'm sure the time will come. But the only thing I did say to Mike was, I can imagine come Christmas Day, people will be putting pictures up of meeting their, you know, having not just like the family in the house, only within a single household, but multiple households having fun at Christmas. And instead of me sitting and thinking, oh, that's lovely, I'm going to be sitting and thinking, you're infecting one another and this is going to cost me another 2 or 3 months. I'm not going to be feeling quite as charitable as I might do if he did grow a pair and tell us that it's not wise, that the statistics do not support this. Instead of which, he's coming out saying, you know, the 5 days that I said you could meet up. Well, you still can because it's in law and I can't stop you. But could you just do it for a day? Thank you. Love, Boris. I mean, that's not going to work. People are already having mass parties when they change tiers. So if it's like you're going from a 1 to a 2, we'll have a party. And then you're going from a 2 to a 3, we'll have a party. And this is just exacerbating the entire situation. And people seem either too stupid or too exhausted to care.
Simon, I particularly like the start of that video.
Which one's this?
He's done a 1 minute unboxing of his keyboard.
Brilliant. I'll have a look.
Yeah, where he throws some shoes and magazines off the table.
Love it. Oh. Wow, it needs 9 hours of charging.
I love it, Simon. Brilliant.
Right, I'm going to put that in there. You have had enough, lady, but I'll probably be persuaded to give you another one if you make enough noise. Let's find out. Right, I've got the link now. I shall have a look at that. Right. Simon, we know you and keyboards. The start of your messages are always kind of highly graphic, and we love it. Right. What's with the vaccine from Australia that was making it so people tested positive for HIV? Kim, I would say nothing surprises me, but you've got me with that one. That's scary. Oh, well. Yes, I know. And you've eaten, haven't you? You're just being a little piggy. You won't get into your suit if you carry on that way. See, Daddy's closed the treat drawer. Now what are you going to do?
Come on. We've played, we've walked, we've eaten, we've toileted. We've
right, Paul's got a tech question. How far back do you have OS installers for? You found an Apple Knowledge Base article that goes back to Yosemite. I probably got them all the way back to Tiger, but they won't work if they were from the App Store pre the certificate debacle. So I think I've seen one that... could it have gone back as far as Yosemite? Possibly. I do try and make a sort of every couple of months, I check and I download the very latest ones if I can, because I do have a machine. Now, was it Yosemite or LCAP? I think it's on Yosemite, which is my dad's 2009 laptop. So put the URL of the thing in and I'll see if it's the one that I've got. Allergy is probably to the medium preservatives in the vaccine rather than the genetic component. Depends on which vaccine you've been allergic to in the past. I don't think I've had much in the way of vaccines for a long, long time, because I haven't done the going abroad to locations where you need like malaria or something like that. So I haven't got... what's the vaccine before the BCG aged about 13? Because I didn't have that either.
Rubella and the other one.
Don't you have that when you're a child, though? Or are you about 3 or 4?
Polio.
I remember the polio one.
That's BCG, isn't it?
Basically, Pete, I haven't gone to the doctors since the early 90s, so it would have been before that.
See you, Pete.
Good night to you. I don't have that much experience, but I do know that the allergic reactions that I've had in the past have been scarily death-like, so I wouldn't want to be risking it. Let's put it like that. Right, there was one that I just saw and missed.
I think you've borrowed Mrs. ST's emery board, haven't you, Simon? Does Mrs. ST know?
Right, hang on, where did that go? It was one from Renee that I wanted to catch up on. Where's it disappear? Right, Renee says, I feel exactly the same, pretty much at ease at home. Just want to meet my dad again. He's almost 90. That's the thing, it's so scary. And what the scariest thing is that you could be completely asymptomatic and you could pass it on, and I would hate that. Now, there's no way that I could, I haven't been out, there's no way I've got it. And what we do is, when we need a test, what do we do, Lola? We open up one of your venison sausage treats and we sniff it, and then we nearly fall over because it's that potent. And then we know we've not got COVID. But I wouldn't like to think that I was passing it around, or I was picking it up from somebody who, you know, thought they were okay and then they weren't. So I haven't got any family, full stop. So there's just me, Mike and Lola. So I guess, again, in a way, that's a blessed position to be in, because I'm not missing being with somebody that doesn't have much time left, which is just terrible. It is. I guess you'd have to do a bubble thing, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Do you do bubbles in Holland? We do this bubble thing where households join together in like a cross household bubble, which is there like, I mean, there's a support bubble. A single person who lives on their own can belong to a support bubble. But what's happened with that is it's, I mean, we're being very strict, aren't we, with ourselves? Mm. But like your mummy has a support bubble.
Yeah.
And then cross household, she's only got one slot left, which has to go to a different household instead of our household, because she has a grandchild. And, you know, much as she may love Lola, she's a dog. So her other, the other part of her three household bubble is Mike's brother. And it's unfortunate we haven't been able to see her since February.
Mm.
But, you know, you can video chat, phone every day, and that has to do at the moment. It's too risky for her. It's too risky for us. Oh, not good, though. The plague vaccine is the worst. Do you actually need that vaccine now? Do people get that? I was thinking of, I don't know if there is a vaccine, there must be a vaccine, surely. Ebola. Ebola seemed to be, a couple of years ago, there was a nurse from Scotland went over there and got Ebola and came back and was really, really sick. I would have thought there was some kind of something with that, but maybe not. Which, if they can produce this vaccine this fast, why are they not interested in fixing Ebola? Get a vaccine for Ebola, because there's other countries, admittedly, not what we would consider to be, in air quotes, first world countries that have got massive Ebola problems. Why not help them? Why not trip that along a bit? I don't understand it all. I really don't. But plague vaccine. It doesn't sound good, Kim, to be honest. Before you get any further, it doesn't. They've mostly been due to others being approved and the public perception with HIV. It's crazy. Utterly crazy. Right, so what have they sent here? Something about a white bit being moved off the desk, but the chat's jumping all over. Some sort of emery board so you can do your nails while you wait for your keyboard to charge. I got one of those with it, Simon. I couldn't totally work out why either. I guess it's so...
Oh, it actually came with it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Came with it.
Oh, I thought the emery board. I thought he borrowed...
No, mine's in the drawer.
Mrs. Simon's. No, it came with it.
I don't... Some Chinese companies always send you a gift. So if you buy something from Amazon and it's coming from China and it's like, you know, a £2 whatever, they will put a gift with it. It's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is in Shroud. So I don't know why from Shroud you'd be getting a gift unless they've got owners in that way. But there you go.
Gifts from China.
Gifts from China. Why don't you put that in as a title?
Okay.
Right, so Kim's 92-year-old neighbour, that's got to be a worry, hasn't it, right about now? Calls today and said she'll be alone for Christmas. She said she can't stand to put up the decorations. Make her too sad. I mean, I'm not surprised it broke your heart. It is sad. But I think if you're safe, Christmas can be many, many things, even if it is sad. It's a time that you need to give yourself to come to terms with or to grieve or whatever. But it is still, as far as I'm concerned, a special time when the world acts differently. As in A Christmas Carol, the world does act differently. We wouldn't be arguing over this now, would we, if it wasn't coming up to Christmas? I think we'd probably be in a full lockdown.
What are we calling it? Gifts from China.
Gifts from China. I would probably still put the decorations up and sit and think how lucky I was. I mean, do you remember 1998?
Your grandmother died.
No, that was 88, I mean. 98, Gran died. So there was a Christmas that, well, actually, my great uncle died on Boxing Day 1 year. And the adults were upset, you know. But they tried to make it happy for the kids. My gran died about the 14th.
I think it was.
So the funeral was a couple of days before Christmas. But yes, I know it's dreadful. It's dreadful. We're so unfair. It's dreadful. They can all hear you, but they know what you've eaten as well. So they're just thinking that you're a little piggy. So you sit and think about that, Lola. But what we did with my grandmother was, and it was her birthday on the 27th of December as well, and it would have been her 90th birthday, and she was so excited for her 90th birthday, and she missed it by 13 days. So, of course, that year could have been absolutely awful. But what we did was, there was a panda called Bingo Bear, wasn't it? Bingo.
Yeah.
And it was in this shop window for ages. And then one day I goes past, and I always used to look for this thing. And it was called Bingo because didn't you win some money on a bingo game?
Yeah.
And he went in and he bought it for me. But I went past the shop and it was missing. And I said, oh, that bear's gone. And Mike said, ta-da! And it was because he'd won this money on the bingo. So we called it Bingo. My grandmother loved bingo. So what we decided to do was sit it in her place on Christmas Day. And when the 27th came and it was her birthday, we had a massive party for her. You know, she wasn't there to enjoy it, but we were. And it meant that we weren't quite so sad. So I think it depends how, maybe you need to approach it slightly differently. And of course, the year Mum died, we were just, we had no idea what had hit us. Because literally 2 weeks before, she was as fit as a fiddle. And she just died. And did we put any decorations up? I think we did, didn't we? We had the village out.
I think we did.
I don't think we got much in the way of a Christmas tree that year, but we had this little village with the train running through it, and it's a Christmassy village. And we had that. And no, it wasn't quite the same, but I still like to acknowledge it's Christmas and it's a slightly different time of the year.
I think we had the village out for her, didn't we?
We did, because it was playing music. But without exception, every person who came in to see her, all the nurses, the doctors, the district nurses, the undertaker, every one of them said, oh, that's absolutely gorgeous. Never seen anything like it. And she was sat there, you know, looking at that because Christmas was her favourite time of the year. I think she was determined, though, wasn't she? She wanted to make Christmas, but once it became clear that she couldn't really make Christmas, she was determined not to die on Christmas Eve, because she knows that's my favourite day of the year, and that was the day we got engaged. So we'd been engaged that 15 years on Christmas Eve. So she wouldn't have wanted to ruin that, which meant it was the evening of the 23rd, and she decided that was a good time. But I think you just have to look at it in a different way. No bubbles in Holland. Oh, he lives 70 kilometres away. Self-sufficient and very well. As long as he's well. Can you do any kind of video calls? Maybe that would... You can actually do video calls now, you know, and Alexa... Sorry, the A-lady. Mustn't say that. It sets everybody's off. The A-lady. We don't do it much, do we? We have done it from the office to the kitchen. Is this the one or is this the one? You've done a video call on the A-lady. But that can actually be an easy way with an older person because they don't have to do anything clever. They just talk to it and tell it who to ring. So that's an option as well. And at the moment, I think they're on cheap, aren't they? Something like £39 for a video one, which isn't bad at all. So when Kim was in the Navy, he had to get what seemed like a vaccine, every vaccine known to man. Do you know, I think I saw something about that on NCIS. But then you are going all over the world, aren't you? I just think with this one, I'm still a little bit... One, because I am so allergic, that worries me. How tested is it? But they reckon we're only going... If they carry on at the rate they're going, which they're saying is flat out, we're only going to have half the population vaccinated by this time next year. Which seems insane, but I guess it could be. I guess maybe that is as far as they're going to get. I don't know. Because Simon plays the guitar, he's got the best nail care products in the house anyway. Oh, Simon. Oh, I'd like to play something. I can manage the piano a bit, but only a bit. And it was a long, long time ago. Isn't that nice, Kim? When you're in Japan... You go into the store, they always have somebody to greet you as you walk in. You thought it was nice. You love living in Japan. I think it's a nice culture in terms of respect. They don't seem to have the issues we have with, you know, everybody dissing everybody else. And I thought when I opened this the first time and there was this gift in it and there was a note and it said something like, you know, in keeping with tradition, please accept this as our gift. And I'm like, What tradition? I had no idea. So I looked it up and then I thought, that's beautiful. And every time I get something from there, there's always a gift with it. Sometimes just like a little stick with like some ribbon on the end or something. But now I know why it's in there. You know, I think that's really nice. It's like when you give a purse as a present and you're supposed to put like a coin in it. If only everybody had a little bit more respect for everybody else, we'd be in a much better place in this world. Right. Oh, Kim's mum used to play bingo every Wednesday at the community centre. And Jim, oh, when they won, they get the prize. Mum would wrap them up and give them to me for Christmas. That's so cool. My gran was the big bingo player. How come you were doing it?
It was in a pub quiz, I think.
But I'm sure it was a bingo game, hence it being...
Yeah, it was a bingo game.
Must have been work.
No, it was at a pub.
Don't know why you would have been at a pub, unless it was with work.
I don't know. Probably a night we weren't seeing each other.
What? There were nights like that?
When I was let off the leash.
You were never on a leash. You are never on a leash.
No.
You've had too much
freedom. Lola wishes she wasn't on a leash.
True. But she's settled now. Leave her be. Have you noticed she's taken to deciding she wants two dental sticks, and when she's had them, she's fine?
Yeah.
Little madam. Little. She's more like Mayor every day, I swear. Talk about channeling you. No, Mum wasn't fond of bingo, but Gran was. And she used to go to the church bingo. I think it was twice a week. In fact, that was one of the things that the churches did. The Catholic Church had bingo. The Protestants didn't, the Church of England. So they got in touch with the Catholic Church and whoever was organising it there and asked them, could they have one on a different night? So it was Monday at the Catholic Church and Wednesday at the Church of England Church. But the thing was, it was a total farce anyway, because all the ones from the Catholic Church went to both and all the ones from the C of E went to both. So basically, it was just two bingo nights and no one cared who it belonged to. But she had a great time. She loved it. And my aunt used to take her. So I did go a couple of times, but I wasn't great at it. She was the kind who could have six cards. So every time there's a number, it's on one of your cards. She was red hot with it. But I think it was mainly for her, the company. She loved to go out, loved to go out. But she didn't win that much. It sounds like your mum won much more, Kim. Japanese people are so polite. That's what I love. I just wish people could be more respectful of each other. And then the world would be a much nicer place. Ah, you've got video and FaceTime. And yeah, FaceTime's free. Indeed it is. Well, at least you've got that. I know it's not the same. But I'm thankful that, you know, you do have that. Like your mother, whose phone's acting up, and what is she like? She's like a bear with a sore head as much as my father. I'm fed up, my phone's not working.
Might as well not have this.
Well, I've given you about 3 million things to try.
Yes, and we're trying them. I'm waiting for her to get back to me.
Some of them are so innocuous that you wouldn't even have thought of it.
Well, I looked on the EE forum, and somebody has got a list of about 12 things that they've gone through.
It just keeps cutting out, so it's hanging up the call, which could be the phone, or it could be something on EE. As I've said to Mike, she is in a very odd area for cellular signals. We can get nothing when we're there on ours, but she's with EE and we're with O2. So I said to Mike, if her cellular connection is not good, then it will switch to wireless calling. Now, her wireless is shocking as well. And Mike said this has only started happening. Once I said that to him, he said, actually, this has only started happening since the router that was changed. So it's actually looking like it could be a Wi-Fi calling issue. And obviously, it's impossible to troubleshoot when you can't just go down, touch the router, turn the thing off, check the phone, hard reboot it, all the rest of it. You're trying to talk her through it. I mean, she's nearly 80 for crying out loud. She does not need these kind of lessons in troubleshooting. You know, if just this is how you do it, just do that, fine. But if she's got to go through a checklist of 12 different items, she's going to lose the will to live, isn't she?
Well, somebody says here on this forum, iPhone XS. X, that's difficult to say, isn't it? XS. iPhone XS Max dropping calls. Potential solutions from EE, who are the provider, which have been implemented so far are restart the phone, change mobile call setting to only use 3G / 2G and dropping 4G, switch off Wi-Fi calling, reset network settings, which is another one. Maybe yep. Worth trying. Reset phone. Backup phone and factory reset and test before restoring data. Always update to the latest iOS. Well, she's not on 14. She's on 13.
Because you're in two minds with that. She could try and do that and then the phone go into brick mode.
Well, it's a 6S. It's fairly old. Get phone replaced. Test new phone out of the box. Replace SIM card. They were sending her a new SIM card, and she spoke to another woman today at EE who said, no, the SIM card won't make a difference.
I wouldn't have thought it would.
Well,
I said that's you.
What I told you.
But this is, I mean, you know, you and I would check all that lot as of right, but she's got no experience.
Can I confirm you also switched off Raise to Wake? Would that ever make a difference?
I did turn that off. It was driving me mad.
I turned that off anyway.
Yeah, but it drains the battery, but two, it can do weird stuff. I mean, it might be time to get her upgraded, you know, but the thing is, not having had sight of the phone, we don't know if there's something wrong with the phone and if it carps out in the middle of a big update like iOS 14, yeah, it's never going to work again. So it's really awkward to try and troubleshoot at the moment. It'd be easier to just buy a new phone and be done. Let's put it like that. Tracy says, Nan died the 20th of December, 3 days before you were due to arrive for Christmas. And her mother died on Christmas Day. Your Nan wanted to go early, so not to make Christmas Day sad. That's what I thought with my Nan. I mean, she did not want to go full stop. She wanted that 90th birthday. And to think she was so close. But my mum, I'm absolutely convinced, she kept wanting to know what day it was. She knew she didn't have long, and I'm absolutely positive she would not have wanted to go on Christmas Day, and she wouldn't have wanted to go on Christmas Eve because it's our anniversary. And so she left it till 8:25 on the 23rd. Mm. Weren't we still up at 3 o'clock waiting for the Undertaker?
We were.
Oh, yeah. What a day that was. And I think the other thing was just she was a very practical woman. And it was getting dicey with the binder. Every time somebody came to visit, you had to get them to sign this A4 ring binder. And it was because if there wasn't a signature from a medical professional in this binder within 48 hours of her dying, then the police had to be brought in on top of everything else. And she was well aware of that because we'd had it with my father. And many years before that, the gentleman next door died. That was shocking. I mean, he was only in his early 50s, late 40s. And he just died overnight. And because he hadn't seen a medical professional, when I came back, I used to work really early in the mornings. So I came back from work about 8:30 to find the entire street with like 9 police cars. And I'm like, what the heck? And it turned out to be because this died. I mean, he died peacefully in his sleep. But it wasn't expected, so there was no binder, so he had to have the full inquest, the lot. And so Mum was very mindful of that as well, and she was concerned that you wouldn't get people to the house over Christmas, which obviously you would in an emergency. But, yeah, I'm sure she knew exactly what she was doing, so I'm with you, Tracy. And Simon's heard that the people who move graveyards when commercial developments are allowed have to have all sorts of vaccinations. Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, I mean, they could actually have the plague if you think about it, Simon. Could have been a plague pit. You'd like to think it's gone, but, you know, I have seen Jurassic Park, so maybe not. Oh, now, Kim, I'm liking this. A company that where you got your alcohol wipes, you should send a chocolate bar. Ooh. Oh, you don't get the chocolate anymore. I can see where you're coming from, though. You look forward to it. Maybe they just can't send enough out. Oh, that's so cool. She cracks you up. I'm not surprised. I guess it could be the sim, but seems unlikely. I don't think I've ever had one go.
No.
And our phones get a lot more hammer than your mother's does. I'm thinking that the wireless calling, I wouldn't put it past it. Because I've been there and trying to get any kind of signal. It's appalling. Oh, there's a link as well from Paul about coronavirus and HIV. That doesn't bear thinking about that. That does not bear thinking about. I've got the link there. I think I've seen some Australian stuff on YouTube, the true crime thing. Paul something or other. It's not exactly a podcast. It's more of probably like an hour-long programme on maybe ABC or something. And they put it on YouTube, but it's only about 45 minutes because there's no ads in it. So we'll see what goes on with that. And the podcast is quite good. I'm up to my armpits in YouTube videos. I got an email from YouTube the other day. And it was a little bit like, did anybody get the Spotify email? Where it says this is your year on Spotify. It was like that, but it was telling me, you know, your time on YouTube Premium. And I thought, that's odd, because I pay the bill in August. And I've been on Premium for 2 and a bit years now. So it was just like randomly out of nowhere. And it had your stats in, how many music videos you'd listened to, how many minutes you'd consumed. And I started doing the maths and I'm like, oh, dear. Something like it worked out it was The total they quoted was about 1,680 hours of consumed content. And then I thought, right, well, if I convert that to minutes and do the maths and divide it by the number of weeks, ballpark, and it came to something like 13 hours a week. And then I thought, you know what? I'm surprised it's not more. YouTube's where it's at, as far as I'm concerned. I don't watch their stuff, what do they call it? YouTube exclusive, something like that. They're aimed at people of about 18, I think, with a mental age of 4. So I don't watch anything like that. But, you know, other people's content on there, the story-based type of stuff, I do. I do a lot of research on YouTube. So, there's a lot of YouTube I consume. And some of that was this one from Australia. When I next see one, Paul, I will dig it out and see exactly what channel it is. But ABC rings a bell. And I think the guy was called Paul. I'm assuming it's something that's on one of your channels that they then turn into content for YouTube. But I don't know. The only other thing I've seen recently from Australia is apparently Neighbours is still going. And we've got it on the TV. And I inadvertently watched about 30 seconds of it. What was comical was the last time I saw it, there was a guy called Toady and there was Carl and Susan. The comical thing was, as it opened and it went past, I thought, good grief, they're still in it. And my next thought was, my God, they've aged. And I realised it must be easy 14, 15 years since I last saw anything to do with Neighbours. But yes, we've still got that one as well. And there was a drama that I watched a couple of, but I have no idea what it was called, and it wasn't that compelling. But if I remember the name, I'll let you know. I am sure I used to watch much more from Australia.
Sons and Daughters.
Do you know what happened with Sons and Daughters that was so comical for me? Yes, my mum used to love Sons and Daughters, so that was on, and I was aware of it. So I knew the characters in it. And I went down to London, and I had this TV with me. It was a Sony TV. It was black and white, and it was a portable thing that ran off the car battery, or you could put batteries in it. So it was great to carry around with you. So I put it on. She said, are you going to put it on? So I said, yes, Mum, I'll put it on. So I put it on, and I'm like, who are these people? What's going on? And it turned out that although it was bought en masse for the ITV region, in London they'd been putting it on three times a week for a couple of years. And in our region, which is called Granada, they'd only been putting it on twice a week. Turned out London were a year ahead. So when Mum said, do you see it? I went, yes and no. Had to explain. So you've like spoilt all the storylines. And I said, no, I've not got a clue what was going on. Not a clue. I had no idea who half of them were. Oh, yeah, the Flying Doctors, that was one. I never saw that one, to be honest.
I saw Flying Doctors.
No, I like Skippy. Skippy's one of my favourites. In 4-3. Oh, wow. Oh, there was one I watched earlier this year, Renee.
I'll tell you about the Flying Doctors.
Really? Did you know them well?
No, but when I was at school, and I was in sixth form, there was this girl, one of my women. And at school in sixth form, you could go at 3:30. So you had to sign yourself out. And me and this girl used to leave school together. And she'd say, can you sign me out so I can run home and watch the Flying Doctors? No, it's the Young Doctors, not the Flying Doctors.
Different doctors.
Flying Doctors was Peter
O'Brien,
wasn't it?
You're thinking
Saturday Nights.
Alan Dale,
yeah.
And
Tanya. Yeah.
Yeah, that Mike quite liked. But if I ever got my hand around Alan Dale's throat...
Yeah, you didn't like him in 24, did
not
you?
A big fan. No, what I objected to was he was an arrogant idiot to start with, right? But he went to America and all of a sudden it was like rent a silver-haired actor. He was in everything. He was in 24, he was in NCIS, he was in Ugly Betty. And it was like, well, take that one off the list, not watching those. But there was one from Holland that we had earlier this year. Well, I think it was a British production, but I think it was filmed in Holland. And it was about the third or fourth iteration of, what was it called? Eye level theme.
Simon Park.
Van der Valk. Which is probably pronunciation absolutely shocking.
Well, Rene will tell you.
Over here, they tend to say Van der Valk, but it's probably something wholly different. Well, you know, it's like Sweden.
I've seen Van der Sar.
I know, but there was Rude Hullet or Gullet, depending on how you pronounced it. And in, what was that one called? Wallander. Which is Wallander.
That's Swedish, isn't it?
That's Swedish. But over here, people say Wallander. Mm. It's not Wallander. It's Wallander. But you sound an idiot saying it right. People look at you as though like, oh, do you not realise it's Wallander? No, it's not. It's Wallander. Another one's Anderson.
Yeah, Van der Valk. Anderson.
That's the one. I saw the originals because my mum had it bad for, what was his name?
Barry Jackson.
Foster. Barry Foster. She liked his blonde curly hair. So I watched that as a child. I actually saw the very first episode again only about 6 months ago. It was shocking how it felt like it was done in a studio. It was very weird. But the actual storyline was quite near the knuckle, I thought, for the early 70s. Really quite, you know, I think one of the main characters, the one who died, had been murdered because he's had an affair. But I think it was a gay affair. And I'm thinking, I don't remember anything like that in the early 70s on the TV. But I'm sure that was the storyline. The next one was when it came back and it was still Barry Foster, wasn't it? With a tall guy playing his son. But this one is yet another one. And this one was Mark Warren, who I do think is a great actor. But I didn't think much of the storyline on that. But yes, that's been my exposure to Holland. That was about it. And I did a project on Holland at school. So I had this, The Ladybird Guide to Holland. And it had a windmill on the front and some tulips. And I remember thinking you could do Holland or could have been Denmark. I'm not sure. But I like the cover on the book of the Holland book. So I did Holland. But sadly, I've never been. And the way it's going, it doesn't look like anyone's ever going to get there anytime soon either. But it is a place that looks lovely. Oh, Skippy's Park is close to Paul. Became an animal shelter. Oh, fabulous. Barry Foster, the Silic Bang guy. No. He's not the Silic Bang guy. I think Barry Foster's actually dead now, isn't he? I'm sure he died a couple of years ago. You'd know him if you saw him, but no, I don't think he ever did do the Silic Bang thing, Simon.
Like somebody else.
What?
Who died a few years ago. That we were talking about earlier.
You've lost me.
Bob Legrand.
Oh, good grief. Yeah, this happened today. It's funny in hindsight. And to be honest, the person involved would have absolutely laughed like a drain. But many, many years ago, we used to have a listener called Bob Legrand. Some of you may remember him. I was in America and he'd write in, wouldn't he? And big United fan.
Yeah.
So obviously there was a lot to talk about. And he would send in reviews and send in questions. He was a lovely, lovely guy. So we were following each other on Facebook, following each other on Twitter. And all of a sudden, we got the last thing from him, I think, was the one about getting the iPhone into United.
Yeah.
Because it was half a centimetre too big. There's a ban on phones that were over 6 point something inches and the iPhone came within it. And that was what he wrote to us about. Anyway, he went very quiet. And I said to Mike after a few weeks, we've not heard from Bob. Anyway, it turned out Bob had died. But the thing that's scary is, and that must be 8, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
On Facebook, it still pops up and says, you know, you've not spoken to Bob in a while. And it throws me every time I see it. The other thing that Facebook does is say it's Bob's birthday. Send Bob birthday wishes. So his family have clearly never been able to close this Facebook thing down. So when we send a mail out, I mean, I must question the fact of why Bob's still on the mailing list. Why haven't we done anything about that?
But Bob
is still on the mailing list. Anyway, these mails have been going out for all that time. Now, when you open the mail, we get a notification that you've opened the mail. And Mike says, I always wonder how accurate they are. And I said, well, I wouldn't take any notice of it. It's all to do with, like, if does a preview count as a view? Which devices does it work on? So we've never taken that much notice, but Mike had sent it and the mail came in and said, you know, your mail has been opened X number of times. And he looks at it and it throws him then, doesn't it? Because who was on the list?
Bob de Grand.
So Bob's managed to open that mail today.
From beyond the grave.
We're wondering how as well. Because either the account is in use by somebody who, or it's going to some kind of automatic processing. We've no idea. But we got notified that Bob had opened the mail and Bob had sadly not been with us for at least 8 or 9 years. Scary stuff. Never believe your stats. Just let's leave it at that. Your friend Kevin. Yes, Kevin lives in Virginia. Maybe getting a big snowstorm. He'll be thrilled. He will be absolutely thrilled. Yes, it's Kevin. His handle is Big in VA. But yeah, he that's Kevin. He used to drive a lot for work, but at the moment he's at home. So if this storm happens at home, is it the I've no idea how to pronounce this. Shenandoah Valley? He had to cross that to get to work. So at the moment he's at home. So if the snow is at home, then he's going to be minted because he's actually at home. I think it's Shenandoah. It's not spelt that way, is it? You know what I'm like? Very literal with the spelling. Well, I don't know. You put different pronunciations on these things. You and I were discussing the other day, weren't we? Is it schedule or schedule? There you go. Is there a C or K in it or not? And I found out which is the correct way to discover I'd been saying it wrong for many, many years. There is a different way to say it in America than the UK. Who knew these things? Because you see videos and programs from all across the planet, so our pronunciation is very different based on not exactly where you live, but what you're exposed to. So it's a nightmare anyway, and that's before we get involved in foreign languages, which, you know, not my area of expertise. Not unless it's VB, VBA, HTML, CSS. I know lots of languages, none of them you could speak, so I'm very literal with them. Good night, Renee. Kim's heard it said both ways. Apparently in the UK, it's schedule. And it's schedule in the States. But we say school. There's a C in school. Not, you know what I mean. There's different ways of saying things. Like Sean Bean.
True.
But if you think about the name Sean Bean, the first name and the last name are the same except for the first character. But one is Sean and one is Bean. Yeah. There's no logic to it. No logic to it at all. Anyway, Simon, how is the keyboard? Have you not been able to type on it yet? So Kim's father always used to say centimetres as sauntometres. Yep, I've heard it said that way as well. I think it just depends, doesn't it? And there's the spelling as well. Some things are an ER or an RE. And people say it a different way depending on which way it is. I think as long as you can understand each other, does it matter? Hence me gesticulating a lot. So no typing, just the unboxing pleasure. The typing pleasure will come, Simon. It will come. And it will be worth the wait. Oh, it'll be fabulous, trust me. Well, I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy it. My favourite keyboard. Actually, my favourite is probably the one that I had many years ago, which I think was a Cherry keyboard. But unfortunately that was for a PC, and long gone are the days when we can have a clacky keyboard. So this one is a good compromise, and I like the fact it's Bluetooth. My other Matias wasn't Bluetooth, it was a proper mechanical thing, and it wasn't Bluetooth. And I love the fact I can attach it to 4 devices. If only my headphones were cooperating at the moment, because I've just disconnected them from one device and they refuse point blank to connect to another one. But that's a story for another day, I think. Probably takes the backlit model a bit longer to charge. I did read that if the backlight was on, you might have to charge like every 3 weeks, not every 3 months. The backlight did make a huge difference. But if you want a backlight, it's definitely worth it. I've got many lights in here that I can put on, so I decided not to. But if I went for one again, I'm so happy with the keyboard, I wouldn't mind upping the price from 100 to 130 to get the backlit one. So when I've worn this one out, which you know me, kit doesn't last long, I would be quite happy to go for that. Anyway, isn't there football on tonight that you're going to be watching?
Yeah.
On Amazon.
Amazon.
I Amazon think. Have got it at the moment. So we'll do that for research and report back how good it was or how bad it was. And other than that, we'll be with you tomorrow. Can you believe, Mike, that tomorrow is the day before Two Show Friday?
Mm.
If only I was anyway ready. Oh, leave it with us. Leave it with us. We'll get there. The backlight's on a different battery. Doesn't stop the function. Oh, is it? I did not know that, Simon. I shall look forward to your review. You will have to follow Johnny's lead, who has promised a kettle review. How about an audio review for the show? Because obviously, you know, tempt us to do a MacBytes. I think this is Jonathan's logic, isn't it? If he puts a review together, we'll have to get a show together.
Yeah.
This is his logic. Let's see how long that lasts. Oh, and Kim, while Jonathan's not here, you know the item that was ordered that disappeared that I then said, you know, it's not arrived, did it? Got a shipping notification. So we're doing the dance again. It may or may not arrive before either of us dies, but they're telling me it's on the way for a second time. So fingers crossed with that one. We might yet get an unboxing around Christmas, before or after. Because at the moment, Royal Mail, you put it in the box, first class tomorrow delivery, and it turns up about 10 days later. The mail is shocking here at the minute, isn't it?
It's not good.
There was a piece on it yesterday and somebody actually said, I posted a Christmas card. I think it was like the 23rd of November and it's just turned up. I don't know what Royal Mail are doing, what they're thinking they're doing. I have no idea. But they have the toy. So we'll see.
Oh,
we'll
Kim see. Wants to know what the theme is.
Oh, right. You share the theme.
I'll post it into here.
It's basically anything goes. We're having a party. We're having a party. So yeah, maybe we won't get Ernie, the fastest milkman. But basically you can request anything.
Shall I post that on WhatsApp now?
Why don't you get it on WhatsApp and then I'll send it to Frank.
Right.
But we will say goodnight for the moment. So we will be back with you tomorrow. We're going to head off and watch some football. All in the name of research, obviously. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both
see you next time.
Stay safe, guys.